You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
After losing Tua and coming back, they took the fluff of their schedule and they diced right through it. And they weren't even close in any of these games, really. So that was an impressive thing to see. But now you go to at 49ers, at LA Chargers, at Buffalo. You know, this is, I think, it determines, Solana, you're a first place team. Are you really a true contender? And I would say, to me, I look at these three games and I say, I don't think they're outgunned in any of them.
Nope. I'm with you. And these games convinced me, because I think I told you this, Tobin, 2 weeks ago when the Dolphins beat the Browns. These games against these teams, whether it was the Lions, whether it was the Browns, whether it was the Bears, the Texans, or the Steelers, one of these five games on the five-game winning streak, the old Dolphins lose one of these in like embarrassing fashion, come out, lay a dud. And they haven't. They haven't laid a dud. Well, maybe the second half was the dud. But it didn't matter. So we know the Dolphins, when playing at their best, can at the very least keep up with any team in the NFL. I'm not saying they're better than Kansas City. I don't know. I'm not saying they're going to go into Buffalo and beat the Bills. I think they can, but I don't know that for sure. But are they going to get blown out by any of these teams? No. We know that at this point. We know that.
I certainly think they can hang with these teams. I mean, they brought up on the broadcast today, they were talking about, you know, the idea of Tua having the challenge of dealing with cold weather. Probably won't have to deal with that on this road trip. I mean, I guess San Francisco can get a little nippy and windy, but we still won't really know the answer to that. But look, man, I mean, like, we saw on Thanksgiving, you saw Josh Allen, who, yeah, you know, we could say he's banged up and he's dealing with some stuff. But, man, for a team who the Dolphins pretty much handled in Detroit, they were in a dogfight with them, man, and really had to pull one out of their ass to beat them on Thanksgiving. And I don't think I would truly think that the way the Dolphins are playing and the way that the Bills are playing after these past 5 weeks, you know, Buffalo could sit there and say, well, the Sun beat them. You know, they're the only team that doesn't have to deal with the elements of football, apparently. But yeah, I would say that the Dolphins are a deserved leader of this division, and I think it's right that they're leading the division. I think that they have they've deserved it. They have you know, their lone losing streak is without their quarterback healthy this year, and you know, with a healthy Tagovailoa, they don't lose. They don't lose with him, and that is a huge part of it. Not only that, his statistics are great, but his MVP candidacy is legitimate as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. Tobin, best start for the Miami Dolphins in an 11 games since 2001, when they were 8-3 as well. So, you know, the 2001 team was still part of, you know, these Dolphins teams that everybody would consider part of that Miami Dolphin football era, where people expected them to always be contenders. People expected them to always field a good team. Like, those are the teams that were constantly making the playoffs, constantly fighting, no matter it reminded me of like the Pittsburgh Steelers of now, where, I mean, pre Kenny Pickett, like, you just always figured they'd be in the hunt. They'd always figure it out. And that's what Dolphins football was like late 90s, in the late Marino years. You just knew they'd figure it out. That's the best record the Dolphins have had this year since those years. So to me, like, this organization is back at that level, in my opinion. I know it's just 1 year sample size, but when you're looking at the talent, you're looking at the production, you're looking at the weapons, to me, it's a no-brainer. Like, they're back at that level now, where they're going to be a force for the next couple of years. But that window, we know, closes. So I want to see them. I was listening to Mike Cunha of CBS4, and he was asked on the pregame show today, like, how important is winning the division and trying to get you know, a bye week in the playoffs? Should that matter? Should that be of the utmost importance, or should just getting in the playoffs healthy be the most important thing for the Dolphins right now? And he kind of sold me on, no, get the number one seed, go out there and try to approach all these games as if you need to win them, right? Like, don't just approach this as, all right, you're 8-3 now, you're pretty much a lock for the playoffs as long as you split these last six games and go 500. Because mm-hmm. if they do that at 11, what would that be? 11-6? Do I have the math right there? They're going to be a playoff team. Do I have the math? Am I doing the math right? 8-3, six games left. They win three. They get to 11. They lose three. They get 11-6. That's 17 games, right? Look, yeah.
Dude, you just confused the hell out of me. I don't know what the hell you just said.
I'm rambling.
They got six.
Here,
so if they go 500 the rest of the way, they're guaranteed to be a playoff team.
Right, but don't just settle for that. Like, go and try to get the home field advantage. And you could play these games here back in Miami. Like, I think they're capable of doing that, going on the road right now, winning 2 of 3, and finishing 4-2, 5-1 the rest of the way, and having one of the best records in the AFC. And I think it'll matter because they get to play back here in Miami. Don't just approach this as make the playoffs. That's good enough.
I would guess with the Dolphins' 6 remaining games, they're probably favored in 4 of them. I would say they're likely going to be an underdog next week against San Francisco. And they're definitely going to be a dog going into Buffalo. But I would say at Chargers, hosting the Packers, in New England, and hosting the Jets, they'll be favored in all those games. So, yeah, your expectation, I think if you're a Dolphins fan, the minimum expectation is they should go 4-2, and they should finish with 12 wins. I think that's a reasonable expectation the rest of the way. Can we get nutty and see a scenario where they're 5-1? Sure, we could see crazy scenarios, but I think that the expectation the rest of the way for Dolphins should be, even with it being 4 road games, I think that they should find a way to win the majority of these games. And is 12 wins going to be good enough for them, one seed? I don't know, but it's right there right now. I mean. Yeah. You're sitting there with tied with the most wins. I mean, Kansas City can pass you right now, but you're right there. It's not like this is this is out of reach for Miami. And I do agree with the premonition that if the Miami Dolphins do have home field, of course you would want home with an offense like this, that's speed. And it's just like if you were a don't like the Rams back in the day wanted to play in a dome. Like, of course you want the best scenario, and you don't want any elements trying to mess with you if possible. And I definitely think that they have shown themselves so far to be good enough to do that. And I think that's probably why you'll maybe hear some hemming and hawing about the Dolphins a bit, not being the best way to close things out. Yeah. But I think in a lot of ways, I think that's good. I think that the Miami Dolphins can look at this and say, man, we won. We handled it pretty good. Could have been a lot, things could have gotten disastrous there. Maybe a couple other things break your way. But all in all, I think that you get this win. You look at that first half, and then you try and clean some things up to where did things not go perfectly in the second half? Was it just a matter of health? Was it a matter of the defense, kind of slipping up and letting Kyle Allen get hot after they had pretty much destroyed him the whole game? I think those are all good things that you could that are healthy to answer going into this next week. And they're going to have an interesting scenario because this will be a Dolphins team that's going to spend the next couple of weeks in the West Coast.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting
at least your biggest takeaway again this week isn't Jason Sanders is a bum. At least you feel a little bit better about Jason Sanders going into the last six games of the season. What storyline is more, I guess, engaging for you, Tobin? Is it Mike McDaniel returning to San Francisco, Mike McDaniel versus, the guy who he really learned under in Mike Shanahan, Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson have ties? Like, there's a bunch of San Francisco-Miami ties because of the McDaniel-Shanahan tree. Or is it the second California game just strictly Tua Herbert?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Phillip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Tua Herbert. Like, because I don't feel like there's any negative with Mike McDaniel. I think that's all going to be lovey-dovey, and yeah. I think that is cute,
but,
you know?
But he wants to win it. Like,
oh, yeah, of course he does. I'm sure, of course, you want to, just like when Shanahan and McVay meet up, like, that's a big thing between them. But it's way juicier, Tua versus Herbert. I think that's not even close. I think
shouldn't we ride with McCoachin and like just like fuel that rage for the 49ers game, just because we know McCoachin is going to want it so badly.
Of course. And I think that there's going to be an element of, you know, you see, you didn't think you needed me, huh? Well, not like they were holding back or anything like that, but like, yeah, I'm the real genius. I get you. But Tua versus Herbert, like that's going to be a chef's kiss game for Tua. You know, that's got to be one he's really like in his, you know, he won't say it. He's going to be super humble, but like, that's going to be one where he's, you know, when he's rocking his little baby Tua at night, he's like, son, I'm going to crush Justin Herbert. I'm going to crush him. I love you so much.
Tua outplaying Herbert in that game and Herbert throwing a fourth quarter interception to seal it. I mean, I may never return home. They might just have to arrest me at the stadium because I will be peak Dolphins troll in LA. Peak Dolphins troll in LA.
Well, I think the thing that you're probably going to run into is there's going to be more Dolphins fans than there are going to be LA yeah, fans there. That's probably what's going to happen. So it'll be an interesting thing for Justin Herbert to be like, man, all these guys really wanted to anyway, huh? That's interesting.